Bum 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 bum, I'm learning it. What's up, folks? Today we're going to be looking at a new career pathway that you guys can be looking into, and that more Canadians should be interested in my opinion. This one is, drumroll please, aviation, specifically commercial airline pilots. Now, what do they do besides fly planes? Well, they also inspect said plane, they look at the safety conditions of the weather, and they also have to deal with a lot of technology. You never thought of that, did you? Well, I'm here to tell you all about what this career has in store. Before I mention the money, though, here are some of the prospects of being a pilot. See, when you fly at night, you see 10 times the amount of stars you see here on the ground. And if you have the heart for travel, then you will get to explore many parts of the world. And especially for me, I love photography. And once becoming a pilot, I'll be able to landscape photos all over the globe. Honestly, this job is like an adventure. An adventure that, for those who love the money, that could rise up to $160,000 a year for your salary. That's right, you heard me, I said it. I'm not playing. $160,000. See, you'll start out low, but you'll build yourself up. I know you will. You got the dedication. So, with that said then, how do you get the dedication? How do you start from where you are to becoming a pilot? Well, let's start with the education, shall we? So you got to get your Ontario Secondary School diploma. That's a must. Then you got to take a grade 12 English course. You got to take a grade 12 math course and a grade 11 or 12 physics course. You know, because when you got to fly a plane in the sky, you got to know how to do the math. Am I right? And finally, you gotta have a commercial pilot's license, Group 1 instrument rating. This seems complicated, but think about a doctor and imagine that. Yeah, not so complicated now, is it? So it's not complicated, it takes a little bit of education. Your salary's pretty good and the prospects are phenomenal. So how do you end up in retirement? Well, the average age pilots must retire globally is 65, and in some cases that's the maximum. But even though for some people this may seem a bit low, the high salaries after a few years of working with an airline will be able to ensure a comfortable life after flying. So your retirement is going to be set. That's right. You'll be able to fly around the world when you're young, and then when you're older, you can settle down. Finally, am I right? Now, as most people, you might start to worry. You might start thinking, what are the, you know, downfalls? Well, for those of you worried about your safety, plane crashes almost never occur. And when they do, people are almost never fatally hurt. And at such heights, these are great statistics for flying. So compare that to driving. So many people die on highways and from vehicle accidents. It's insane. But compared to flying, nothing really ever happens. Sure, you've seen big, big scandals like, you know, I gotta mention it, 9/11. But sometimes that happens. That's with everything, you know? But I'm going to guarantee you right now, it's a lot more safe to fly than to drive. And that's a fact. If I haven't got you hooked by now, think of the statistics. Currently in Canada, there's a greater need for pilots as baby boomers are beginning to retire. Over 1,000 positions have to be filled, while in some countries in the Middle East, they're looking for Canadian pilots as well. This career is very exciting and is something those with an interest in aviation and technology should look into. So I'm serious, folks. If you have an interest in being a pilot, then look into this. It's a great job for those who want adventure and, you know, the inclusion of technology in their lives. For now, this has been Learning Careers, or, you know, Learning It Careers. And it wouldn't be even a proper way to let this go if I didn't add some plain effects. That's all for now, folks.